Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the many issues impacting our public schools with the good Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Ralph, welcome back to the program, sir. Great to have you today.
Thank you
very much. We'll try to do this in 5 minutes or less, but a lot of COVID questions out there today. We'll start with the governor of New York and his recent announcement on COVID clusters at college. If a school gets 100 cases or 5% of the total enrollment, that school has to shut down, go online for 2 weeks. Is that a fair deal, you think, Ralph?
Well, I think it really depends on the college's circumstances. I mean, some colleges are quarantining the students when they first come in. And I know that one college nearby, I won't say its name, although I'm coming from Houghton.
Sure.
They've got between 60 and 70 students in quarantine right now just because of they came from out of state. So they basically got sort of a dress rehearsal for any problem that might develop. I think the 50 may be a little bit low given that, but I think it is good to have some guidelines because otherwise we're going to be all over the lot.
Yeah.
On when do you close?
Yeah, and nobody wants a second wave. God forbid
not.
We have to shut everything down. Well, NYSA, the New York State United Teachers, making a pitch for mandatory mask wearing last week. All day long during the school day, no exceptions, not for gym class, not at your desk. Put it on, keep it on. How are districts going to receive that, Ralph?
Well, I'm really concerned about the involvement of the union in the whole reopening thing. I think if they really had their druthers, they'd just keep school closed. You know, this is the latest salvo in that regard. They weren't successful in keeping schools totally closed. So now they're saying, well, let's just wear a mask basically 24/7 while you're in school. By the same token, I know that individual teachers are not supportive of that. I think it's just another aspect of really wanting to make things so difficult that schools would be inclined to just close and stay closed.
Yeah, and so schools will open next week in New York after Labor Day. In Pennsylvania, they've already begun operations. How has the rollout gone so far, Ralph? I know the outgoing education secretary, Pedro Rivera, said he's going to let the districts decide at the local level what the closing protocols will be. Do you support that move?
I really do. I think it is a local decision. In large states like Pennsylvania, circumstances are very different, say, from the eastern part of the state to the west and in more rural areas. I think it's a great idea to let the local school districts make those decisions, and I'm hoping and praying that as they open up this week that things will go well for the students and for the faculty and staff that are involved in trying to educate the children.
Yeah, and can't get away from the sports controversy either. It's such a part of the high school experience. I know that those who do band are saying, stop it already. Stop talking about this. But it's huge because it affects so many students, Ralph. The New York Council of School Superintendents making some recommendations last week regarding high school sports. What was that all about?
Well, what they really did was to recommend to the governor that he come out with another mandate that says no high school sports until January of 2021. And their solution is that then all sports would run in the spring. The problem with that, though, is particularly in smaller schools, many students participate in every sports season.
Yeah.
Soccer in the fall and other things in the winter, other things in the spring. And that won't work if you have all seasons going in the spring. So it's going to be really difficult to do that.
And then finally, let's talk about busing issues. We've already talked about the driver shortage issue, the ability of public schools to transport kids that attend private or parochial schools. I know that's a big deal in Buffalo now. Talk about the transportation issues facing districts in New York State, which are about to open next week.
Well, as we said before, the shortage of bus drivers is real. There's going to be a shortage of actual buses when you do the social distancing. But on the question of private or parochial schools, the districts don't have any choice but to transport those students. It's in law. So they're just going to have to figure out a way to make it happen. And it just adds to all of the issues that schools are dealing with as they open up.
All right. So it's about as clear as mud. But if you have questions, make sure. Ralph wants to hear from you. Ralph, you have a wonderful website. Where can folks go?
Thank you. It's simply yrun.org. yrun.org.